Hey everyone, and welcome back. I have to say, I was pretty shaken up by the news out of Trusted Volumes this past May. The decentralized finance protocol suffered a massive smart contract exploit that completely drained about $4 million from its liquidity pools. It's just a tough, sobering reminder of how fragile these systems can be.
It certainly is. And what makes this case so fascinating and, frankly, a bit unsettling is what happened next. In a highly unusual turn of events, the attacker actually returned 1,122 ETH, which is roughly $2 million. They kept the other $2 million, essentially declaring it a self-appointed bounty for uncovering the vulnerability.
Right, and that partial refund really tugs at a thread we keep seeing in crypto. It's rare, but it happens. Sometimes hackers return assets because of legal pressure. Sometimes they have a genuine change of heart, and other times they feel they're owed compensation for spotting an unpatched bug. It's a complicated emotional and ethical landscape.
It definitely is, but we have to look at it seriously. This incident really highlights a core tension in DeFi. On one hand, exploiting a contract is unequivocally theft. On the other, the industry's experimental nature, combined with a frequent lack of formal bug bounty programs, often leaves these vulnerabilities sitting there until someone actively exploits them.
Exactly. That gray area often leads to these very unconventional resolutions, where attackers basically negotiate their own terms instead of facing immediate prosecution. It feels like we're still figuring out the rules as we go, which can be pretty unsettling for everyday users who just want their funds to be safe.
And that's precisely why, from a security standpoint, we need to shift our mindset. Smart contract audits are no longer enough. They're just the baseline. We're talking about a fundamental shift in how we approach protocol safety.
I couldn't agree more. Real, effective DeFi security now demands continuous monitoring, formal verification, and decentralized governance models that can actually trigger rapid emergency responses when things go sideways. We need systems that are alive and reactive, not just static checklists.
Absolutely. And as the total value locked in DeFi keeps climbing, the industry has to prioritize robust risk management tools. We're talking about crypto insurance, community-funded reserve pools, and on-chain circuit breakers. These aren't just nice-to-haves anymore. They're essential to mitigate the financial fallout of inevitable breaches.
So, looking ahead, what does Trusted Volumes actually need to do to get back on solid ground? I think they've got to focus heavily on patching that exploited vulnerability. That means rolling out upgraded contracts, implementing much stricter access controls, and seriously tightening up their Oracle security.
They do, but technology alone won't fix it. Rebuilding community trust will require transparent communication, regular progress updates, and likely some collaboration with blockchain forensics firms and legal authorities to track down those remaining funds. Trust, once broken, takes a lot of consistent, deliberate effort to rebuild.
It really does. Ultimately, this whole event serves as a stark, yet necessary reminder that DeFi infrastructure is still highly experimental. We're building the plane while flying it, so to speak. It's incredibly exciting, but it demands a lot of caution and care.
Well said. While partial refunds from attackers are highly unpredictable, cases like this underscore the urgent need for industry-wide security standardization, proactive risk mitigation, and serious user vigilance. We simply can't afford to treat security as an afterthought.
Exactly. So for anyone listening and navigating these markets, my friendly but firm advice is to diversify your holdings, do your own thorough independent research, and remember that in decentralized finance, security isn't a one-time achievement. It's an ongoing process. Stay safe out there, everyone.